the Wham Bam East Band Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Band Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Band Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It's St. Paddy's Day, and we have quite the lineup for you. She's an angel, she's a teacher, she's a harpist. It's Rebecca Blair. We also have drummer from the Dreadnoughts, Marco Bury, and Aidan Carroll, lead singer of the Paddy Wagon. It's going to be a jam-packed show, so let's get right to our first interview. Welcome, Rebecca, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself to the world.
Okay, I'm Rebecca Blair. I'm a harpist here in town, and I think I've been in Vancouver for 22 years, I think somewhere in there.
Where are you from originally?
I was over in Victoria. I did a master's there in musicology with performance, and that was in clarinet. And there was a really good clarinet teacher here. So I came here to study for 2 years with him. And I had been doing harp on the side, and just kind of as a little, you know, hobby on the side. And then I just sort of hit the wall with the clarinet, and that's where the harp started to take over. And I really love the teaching and the performing and just the improvisation.
Wonderful. And this is a beautiful harp right here. Yes, tell me about it.
It's a walnut harp, and it's from a maker. He's actually Canadian. He's from Bray Creek, so near Calgary. And he's been making them for at least a decade. And so I was really lucky to get to know him just by chance. And so he provided me this harp, and it's just got a really big sound. It's the walnut is like a milk chocolate sound. So it's really nice and big.
Oh, it is beautiful.
Yeah, he's my pride and joy.
And you came from a musical background?
Yes, my father is a composer. I thought everybody's dad was a composer. And so, I always thought, you know, there's always someone playing tunes in the basement on on the piano. And he was a theory and composition teacher at University of Lethbridge. And then one of my brothers played drum sets. The other one played all the radios in the house. And the other one played French horn and piano. And I was clarinet and piano in those days.
So. Excellent. And you said you have a brother that also did radio in UVic.
Yes, he's still doing some shows there. So I'll have to see when his next show is going to be.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And we're airing this on St. Pat's Day.
Yes.
So what do you usually do for St. Pat's?
Surprisingly enough, the harp is not the biggest party animal, strangely enough. But I play at a lot of senior centers, and they love the Irish tunes. And I actually do Irish dance. And so other years I would have been doing a ceilidh. And so, playing, and not so much playing, but actually doing the dance with some of my colleagues. I'm part of the Dan and Dance, the adult. We call ourselves the adult dance.
Oh, so wonderful. Strange,
it's just a lot of people who are really love the dance, and that way I can embed the music inside of me. And so I really understand when I hear it, I can visualize it. And when I play, I really imagine my fingers acting like they're dancing on sort of a dance floor on the string.
Oh, good to know. Okay. So, yeah. And you have a song picked out for us. What's going to be your first song?
This one is called I Love My Love. Mm-hmm. And it's a sort of traditional tune, a trad tune. And I learned it as a clarinetist. It was Vaughan Williams, I believe, did a version of it on an orchestra, and I really loved it. And then when I finally tracked it down, so I've put it onto the harp. I do a lot of arranging. That's the nice thing about it. So a little bit of my father in me.
Oh, fantastic. So here's Rebecca Blair on CJSF 90.1 FM. Now, do you do weddings as well?
I do weddings and funerals and all kinds of whatever is needed, garden parties. When did I start? I started busking in Victoria, and it was interesting because originally I had a music stand and things, and one day my music stand broke, and I thought, how much do I buy memory? And ever since then, when I can, I try to do things by memory. I prefer it, but it takes a little bit of extra time, so, but... Yeah, I've been really lucky to get lots of stories, interesting stories, when you attend these big events in people's lives. And the seniors, I really love playing for them. I do about 80 years of music, you know, everything from the pop tunes, and I try to go for the nostalgia, and then everything from, you know, some classical, then right up to the Beatles. So it's
fantastic.
Really been fun to push expand my musical.
Yes, and I saw on your website that you performed for the President of Ireland.
Yes, yeah, so Mary McAleese.
Yes.
It was way back when somebody couldn't make it, so they phoned me, and I was so excited. The only problem is, on the day, I had this terrible cold, and I couldn't hear anything. Like, it was just, and I remember I was there, but you know how you're sort of dopey, you know, and it just, like, I was like, oh, this is so exciting. But yes, she was lovely. It was probably one of the most amazing heart moments I think I've had. Yes.
All right, and we're going to have another heart moment right here. Okay. And yes, so what's the second song you'd like to play?
This one is called The Rights of Man, mm-hmm. and it's what's called a hornpipe. And hornpipe's in four, but there's this wonderful strong rhythm, which you'll hear immediately. I've kind of jazzed it up a little bit. So this version will have some kind of interesting bluesy aspects. Thank you.
definitely see your fingers dancing just like you mentioned.
Yeah, so it's with the Irish harp or the Celtic harp, they sometimes call it a lever harp because we have these levers. Mm. And classical harps have these big pedals on the bottom. They're almost like naked grand pianos. So these are the ponies of the harp world. And so you saw in the middle of that piece, I did a little lever flip and everything. So sometimes we're doing it in the middle of the piece, sometimes we do it before. So we have certain combinations. The most common question I have, what are the red and blue strings? Mm. The red is C. And the blue is F, so I can navigate. Mm. I once had a little boy ask me that. When I told him, he said, but that's cheating. I said, you come here and play that. So, anyway, but yeah, so it's a straight, lovely, straightforward instrument. The design really hasn't changed in 1,000 years. So I kind of like that.
Wow. Yeah. And if someone would like to learn how to play harp or hire you as a harpist, mm-hmm. and I see you have, there's a little one over here.
So I teach adults of all sorts. I have probably about 20 students right now. And I love adults of all levels. I love teaching a lot of improv, but it's still really solid hand position and everything like that. I studied briefly with a classical player to get the right hand position relaxed because I have a lot of hand damage. Mm. So I always make sure that's taken care of. I always integrate a lot of theory and history so they understand the pieces that they're doing. And if you want to get a hold of any of that information, you can look on dancingharp.com. Really lots of good information there. Everything from buying and renting a harp. Do not buy a harp if you're starting out. Rent. It's nothing else from today. Remember that. So, but it's been a real pleasure. I've been so lucky. The harp is just keeps on giving, except for the carrying of it.
Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
All right. Thank you very much.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, yeah.
Next, we're going to play a video from 2019, the Celtic Fest Vancouver, featuring Blackthorn. And Rebecca has a show announcement as well.
In my run away. I need to hear you.
coming up?
I do. It's an April 9th. That's Saturday. And it's out in Place des Arts, which is a wonderful fine arts school that's there. Beautiful little concert hall. And I'm going to be playing with a group called Triskelion. So we're a trio. Two of the members from Blackthorn. So that's Rosie Carver and Michelle Carlisle. So Rosie plays fiddle. Michelle plays flutey things, as flutes of all sorts, and she's a beautiful singer, and obviously with me with harp, and we're going to do this wonderful concert, and it's going to be called, I just have to remember the name, Gloomy Winter's Now Away, and to celebrate the return to life. It's going to be beautiful music from all different eras, and just a pure celebration of joy. It starts at 7 o'clock, and it's just an hour long, so not too long, so you just want to get your feet wet in a little concert, and that's out at 1120 Brunette. And if you want to phone, you can call them 604-604-1636. And that's Place des Arts. And you can get tickets. I really recommend getting them. It's a smaller concert hall, so it will fill up fast. So please do come. We're really looking forward to bringing music back into people's life and joy, of course.
You bet.
Thank you.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
From France we get the brandy, from Martinique the rum. Sweet red Cabernet from Italy does come. But the fairest of them all, me boys, the one to beat the day, is made from apples of the mighty Saguenay. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grogger ale. One pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. She's called the Dreadna Cider. She's proper and she's fine. And when the day is over, sure I wish that she were mine. Or in the dark of winter, or on a summer's eve. Oh, one hand giveth and the other doth receive. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grogger ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. So turn your sails over and bring her hard to port. Find that little star and fly straight into the north. The wild sun upon your back, the wind a-blowing free. You're rolling up the river, boys, to old Chicoutimi. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grogger ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. So you can have a Magners and pour it over ice. Or you can have a Strongbow if it's sadness that you like. Or join us up the river and we'll set your hearts aglow. And how you'll feel when the real cider starts to flow. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grogger ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grogger ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the shore.
Welcome Marco to the Lam Bam East Fan Show here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself to the world.
To the world. My name is Marco, and I do a few things. One of them, I'm a drummer in Dreadnoughts.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, when you were growing up and you were learning the drums, did you learn by ear or did you actually go to school?
Mostly by ear, but I definitely had some lessons growing up as like a little kid, like 8-9 years old.
Excellent. And have you ever tried Rock Band?
Terrible at it. Yeah. I'm actually better at the guitar version.
Guitar?
Than the drums, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. And so do you play other instruments too?
I play guitar.
You play guitar and drums?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, and you're also in a band called Space Monkey.
Space Chimp.
Space
Very
Chimp.
Close.
Okay, tell me about Space Chimp.
Space Chimp is also a great fun band. It's with some old friends. One of the oldest friends in Vancouver, Chris, he had this band called Fuzzcat. And I was one of their biggest fans about 15 years ago. Early Dreadnought days, we'd always play together. And then Chris needed a drummer, so I jumped in, and now I get to play covers and new songs of one of my old favorite bands.
Tell me about your bandmates.
The bandmates?
Yes.
we've had many over the years, but the core is Nick. And he was at us a few years and years ago when we met. We were both up there, believe it or not. But we met at the UBC pub.
The UBC pub.
Yeah, because I think early on he was still at UBC, but anyway, yeah, Nick's a very intelligent man. He writes the songs, plans almost everything. He's a professor.
He's a professor?
He's a professor, yeah.
What does he teach?
Philosophy.
No way! Mm-hmm. At UBC?
No, he's living in Bronx now.
Okay.
Yeah, New York. So okay. Him and I met about 16 years ago at the UBC pub, and that's how the Dreadnoughts were kind of born. But they were born in his brain about a year before.
Okay, so you and Nick and who else?
There's Kyle,
yes?
Taylor. He's in Edmonton now. He used to live, they were over on 14th and Clark for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Also a very talented guy. He plays the fiddle, anything with strings, piano. And yeah, he's been there since about 2 months after forming the band.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Squid Vicious, the bass player. He's been with us since 09. He's on a short leave because he's got to get his back in order, so he can't play bass anymore right now.
I see.
And then currently we have two mandolin players. We got Conrad in Canada, North America, and
yes.
Alad in England.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And we're going to play one of your songs, Polka Never Dies.
That's a good one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right here on CJSF.
Your eyes were filled with stars, so you picked up a guitar. And how the people gave the attention that you crave. Tonight, the stage is yours, but the world has watched you rise and fall a thousand times before. Polka
idea was it to put fire on that guy's leg?
That was in Warsaw, and that was our former mandolin player, the Dread Pirate Drazzle, also known as Drew, and Callie now. Yeah, we were just on tour for a long time and filling time. We thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, no, it was crazy.
I don't remember who had the idea, but I remember it was in Warsaw, and we put newspaper and some other stuff around his leg so he wouldn't burn, and yeah, it happened.
Perfect. And who was in the barrel?
That was me.
That was you, naked. Yeah. Were you naked?
I had underwear on.
You had underwear on.
That was a long 3 month tour, I believe, or 2 month tour. And the video was shot by our old friend, Adam P.W. Smith, that came from Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he filmed on location for about a week, all in Poland. So he had about, you know, I don't know how many terabytes full of footage, but he cut that together for us about 10 years ago.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Awesome. And you know John Aaron, Johnny Bones. Yes. Yeah. How do you know him?
Met him years ago, called him Aaron for about 5 years because Facebook. And then, yeah, just met him through shows, and I think the Steel Spirits. I was good friends with one of his former bandmates, Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just he interviewed us many, many times over the years at his radio show. And, yeah, it's been so long, honestly, I can't tell you a concrete starting point of meeting him.
No worries, yeah.
And he printed some shirts for us, and I think eventually I put it together, and he's just one guy.
That's right.
You know, there's, like, the shirt guy, the radio guy, the show guy, and Aaron, and all of a sudden you're like, wow.
He's so dynamic. Johnny Bones.
Johnny Bones, the man, the myth, the
Bones. That's right. And you have a show coming up.
We do, too.
Two of them. Tell me about them.
It's going to be at the Rickshaw, so mm-hmm. We started about 10 years ago doing an annual March weekend. And it went pretty well, so we decided to make two shows out of it. And so I usually put them together, and I try to always get one out-of-town band, and then a bunch of smaller, like, local bands, because I don't think there's enough festivals around. Because
mm-hmm.
most local shows, they try to fill them with, like, you know, you go to, like, Pub 340 back in the day, have, like, four or five smaller bands.
Yep.
But it's cool for smaller bands to also get to play the big stage, and the mm-hmm. Rickshaw's been awesome, Mo's awesome. And his whole team there.
Love Mo.
And because of that, yeah, we've just been putting it on over the years. And this year, I'm really excited because we get one of my favorite bands, Bison.
Bison!
Who's actually, yeah, I've listened to Bison.
Metal!
Very metal. Moved to Vancouver almost 20 years ago. Saw their half the band used to be in a band called Streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw them play at the, I think it was called the Brickyard or the Brick House or something down
yes.
in Gastown.
Yeah,
yeah, I was just like, mind was blown. This is years before the Dreadnoughts. I followed Bison closely all these years, and then Mo actually pitched us playing together, and I was like, done.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And then we also got some other bands. We got
The Slip-Ons.
An old band from Vancouver, and then we got ATV, one of my other bands. I'm okay. also in a third punk band.
Okay, and you play drums in that one
yeah.
as well?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to play two sets that night. And then on the next night, we had a couple changes.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, we had Balkan Smalkan, which are still playing. And now, Johnny's band, The Steel Spirits.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on the Saturday, we also have The Core playing.
The Core! And I interviewed... Who did I interview?
Mr. Garrison.
Danny
yeah, yeah.
Boy.
One of the most talented guitar players in Vancouver.
Yes, love him.
He's also a pretty good guy, you know.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad. I think he's from a small town in Alberta, cattle farmer, somehow escaped. I know him very well.
Oh, fantastic.
He also played in ATV for a while. I am Marco from the Dreadnought Space Chimp in ATV, Wham Bam East Band.
Featuring weekly guests, Rad Radio brings you badass punk, street punk, ska, and oi tunes with a special focus on BC and Vancouver DIY bands. Join your host, Johnny Bones, every Thursday from 10 p.m. to midnight. Missed the show? Go to cjsf.ca for a podcast of the episode.
have a lip to loosen up, but I take it just too far. End up all alone like most nights sleeping on the bar.
And that was Johnny's band Still Spirits with Nothing to Lose. Before that, we played ATD, Boomerang Kids. And we did Marco's interview at Junior's Pub on Commercial Drive. I want to thank Chris and the amazing staff for letting us film inside. All right, next, we're going over to Aiden's house.
Welcome, Aiden, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself to the world.
Wham Bam!
Wham Bam!
I'm here with DJ Meddy. I'm MCAC, Aiden, lead singer from Paddy Wagon.
And tell everyone your band members.
Oh, Jesus. So we've got Skinny McWhite Boy on guitar, Andrew mm-hmm. White. And we've got Johnny Needles hammering on the bass guitar. Philly Falafel playing the accordion, right, the squeeze. Who else we got? We got that Mando banjo player, Barbecue.
John Barbecue.
The guy plays everything. And we got the fantastic Diamond Dick.
Love beat on Diamond Skins.
Rob Stewart on Skins. Then me, I guess I'm singing, yeah.
And you just played a little bit of a guitar. I didn't know you played guitar. Do you play other instruments too?
Yeah, I write all the songs actually, yeah.
You write all the songs?
Well, I do. Well, I bring it to the boys and then they flesh it out, right?
Oh, perfect.
I basically write all the chord structure. And
You were going to play one of your songs called, how do you pronounce it? Gifted?
Oh, Gilding the Lippy?
Gilding the Lippy.
Yeah, that's one of our old ones.
What does that mean?
I was sitting in a cabin, a log cabin, you know, Yama. I had satellite television, and you want to know where the song really came from? Gilding the Living, what does it mean? It can mean anything. You know, when somebody says, we'll be gilding the lily, it means to make something unnecessarily brash, like something that's beautiful, or, mm-hmm. you know, like, that's pretty good. Why don't we just dip it in gold?
Run in, round in the rat race. So we all had a few
Okay, so you say you play the guitar there.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that one. Is that electronic or like, I see some...
It's acoustic electric.
It's acoustic electric. And
it's acoustic electric.
So does that, it's like a duo kind of action.
Yeah, you just plug her in there.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is you get that rubber grommet from the Grolsch bottles.
Oh, yes.
Put that on there, because what happens when you jump around a bit with your guitar is these straps, they wear out pretty quick.
And they fall off sometimes when you're playing, yeah.
Yeah. So you get that grommet on there, that'll hold it on there a bit nice. Twinkle like your pale blue eyes, and like golden corn it hides behind your hair. Sailing in my boat, the wind gently blows and fills the sand. Ah, your sweet scented breath is everywhere. Daylight peeping through the curtain, oh, the passing nighttime goes by, and the sun in the sky is like your laugh. Ah, come back to me, my Nancy, linger for just a little while. Since you left these shores, I know no peace nor joy. It's pretty sad.
Woo! I love it. And I also noticed you have a Flogging Molly sticker.
Sure. Yeah, that covers up all the damage that happened when I fell one time.
Take a life for hateful lies. Take a lesson once again.
Okay, now let's talk about your show.
So it's been 3 bloody years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we've got a great lineup for you. So Paddy Wagon, we're going to play our album, the one that we didn't get to release in 2022. We got a bunch of new cover songs and original songs, which are going to be really fun.
Nice.
We've got Stephen Fox, who's going to open the night. Stephen's straight from Dublin, and I mean, he's been playing for years, and so he's got a great repertoire of tunes, and he's just a gem. He's a gem. I found him on Craigslist. Isn't that great?
Yes, and you said you met your other bandmates on Craigslist as well back in the day.
Yeah, Andrew's Craigslist, Johnny Jandera's barbecue, he's Craigslist. Yeah, who else?
And you always known Diamond Dick.
Yeah, I knew Rob straight when when I moved here to Vancouver. I moved here for recording art school, and there was a band on Craigslist.
What do you know?
Right? Uh-huh. And they were looking for an Irish type singer.
Okay.
And I was kind of like, what's an Irish type singer? Doesn't really make sense to an Irish person, to, like, Irish type. And so I joined the band, and they were called Gene Pool Disaster.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I like Paddy Wagon much better.
Yeah. I got kicked out of the band because I put my foot through the fan. And it was pretty hot, and I was the only fan they had.
Okay.
And then 10 years went by and I didn't see Rob for years. I lost touch with him. Cell phones, you know, he used a phone, and I knew he was doing well and setting up studios and stuff. And then, just ran into this fella working on a show. We ended up becoming good friends. He brought me to a party, and then it was like they introduced me to Rob, and I'm like, Rob, it's Aiden. He's like, what the fuck? Aiden! Oh!
Nice.
And so, yeah, I just gave him some tunes and I was like, what do you think about this? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's start a band, man.
Yeah!
then what about when Needles, when he does all his like yelling stuff?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call those?
Screaming, shouting, throwing shapes. What?
Like, you know, he just starts going, yeah, or whatever. Like, you know. Yeah.
Kind of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's an Irish thing. When you get really excited and you're into a tune or whatever, yeah. You're just like, you're kind of like, yeah, we're all going now sort of thing is kind of what it means, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it means to me anyway. Yo! And it kind of gets people lit up too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, I can't do it like as good as you, but I'm sorry. There we go. All right. Well, thanks, Aiden, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Thanks, DJ Betty.
Wham Bam.
East Fan.
Yeah. Woo!
And the Paddy Wagon is playing tonight at Lana Lou's at 9 p.m. Get your green on, have a bite, have a pint. I want to thank all of my guests for participating, and I want to thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Meddy. I'm going to end with a little joke here. Knock, knock. Who's there? Irish. Irish who? I wish you all a happy St. Paddy's Day. And I want to give you a little warning. The last song has a swear word in it, so listener's discretion is advised. Good night.
Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Up. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Wham bam, East Band.